Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Off on the Air with All for HR Biz. Happy, happy, happy Talk About It Thursday. It is April Halliburton here from All for HR and Business Solutions, founder and president. I want to thank you for joining us on our third show of 2021. I know what's going on with you. I hope you are well. Everybody is staying safe, wearing your mask, and practicing social safe distancing. Be sure if you'd like to call in with questions. We have we're kicking off 2021, HR 2021. And so all month we've been sharing tips for motivating our employees, and implementing change is what we've been talking about. If you have not had a chance, folks, make sure you go ahead and follow us on Instagram, off at All for HR. We are on Twitter, All for HR, and Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. You can also please join our Facebook group, which is Small Business SMB. HR or Success HR Hub. I, again, am April Halliburton, founder and president of All for HR and Business Solutions. We've been in business for a little over 10 years. We manage and consult with businesses, 2 to 49 employees across the country. Our mantra, folks, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. So how are you? How are you? How's everybody doing today? I am trying to stay warm myself. Our call-in number, if you have questions, HR questions, be sure to give us a call at 515-602-9786, okay? It's 515-602-9786. That's the call-in number for your HR questions. So I hope everyone's doing good and staying safe. We've had a lot of things going around or a lot of events, positive and not so positive this so far in January, but we're forging forward. All of our mighty small business owners are moving forward. I think we're starting to see a little, just a tiny little light there at the end of the tunnel, right? So hang in there, folks, and keep going. Don't stop, okay? You can't stop. You got to keep going. So what we've been talking about for this month is kicking off our HR 2021. Spit it out, right? And so we've been talking about that. We have a checklist that we have going around on our social media. Again, make sure if you have not had a chance to follow us, okay? And so we've been talking about, we shared up a checklist, right, for getting your HR ready for 2021. I know everybody has gotten it ready because we had time, right? We had some downtime, kind of, in 2020. But in any event, we're forging forward, and we want to make sure that you're ready for 2021 so that you can have the best year possible, okay? You want to have a great 2021. We want to increase build our culture. It may even need some repairing after 2020. I think 2020 kind of may have in some ways drew us closer together. And then for others, it may have created some division. And in any result, we're going forward together, right? All for one, all of us together are going together. So we talked about on our checklist, which we talked about the first week and the last week of 2020, is things that you can do to get ready for your HR ready 21. So if you haven't had that chance to pick up that checklist, be sure to do so. Okay, because it's talking about the things that you need to do to get your HR ready. and some things, you know, again, we know about the Christmas party, getting the Christmas party ready or getting that planned. But now that we're past the holiday party, we want to make sure that everyone's payroll is closed now for the 2020. And so we're getting 1099s and W-2s out, right? Because they're due by the end, or they're supposed to be sent out by the end of January, right? So, and updating those company policies. We have a lot of policies. I'm not going to say a lot. Some that have changed, but we have some new ones, right, amid the COVID-19. So we've had to implement and change some policies such as our telecommute policies and the FMLA policies. I was on a great conference or workshop or conference. Actually, it was a roundtable with the Southwest Chamber, and they were talking about the changes that are changing because due to the administration changes. So you want to stay abreast of that, folks. You want to attend some workshops and make sure that you are being abreast of those changes as they're coming down the pipeline, okay? But in any regards, we have some templates that we have circulating for policies to put to include or update in your handbook. Remember, if you're updating your handbook or updating your own employee handbook, make sure you're having it reviewed by your attorney, by counsel. Okay, absolutely. Okay, so we're sharing those some policies that are should be included in your employee handbook, and that's one of the things that we've been talking about. Of course, distributing the holiday calendar for the year. You got to get that out, folks. Get that out so your employees can plan their holidays or their vacations. And make sure you are putting together a HR plan. So we have an HR plan that's circulating as well. Okay, so I always encourage an HR plan because it gives you a guideline, gives you a window, kind of a picture of what your HR, what you envision for your company and your HR for the coming year, right? It allows you time to, if you have to hire, to put things in motion so that you have plenty of time to fill positions. So, and as well as allocating a budget for if you're hiring on your job boards and how much time you're going to have to allocate to filling positions. So that's one of the things that's included in the HR plan, as well as a budget. Okay, and what programs are you implementing? I hope you have an employee engagement program. Next month is our employee engagement month. I'm excited about that. We'll be sharing how to engage your employees all for the month of February, okay? But if you don't have an employee engagement plan, be sure to put one in place, okay? You definitely don't want disengaged employees, okay? So those suggestions that are on the checklist, right? The checklist for getting your HR ready. Make sure you're reviewing and analyzing your hiring process and you have a onboarding program, right? The onboarding program begins before, right? Before you hire your first employee. Right, so you want to make sure you have a onboarding program that is encouraging and fueling the fire to hire individuals that are going to be in your company for a long time, okay? So that's where it begins with your onboarding, okay? Update those job descriptions, okay? And have your departments report their hiring needs and updating and adding employee training. You know, that's the best way to grow your company is to reinvest in your employees, okay? So those are the things that are going to be on that are on the checklist that we're sharing. We won't share everything because we want you to pick up that checklist, okay? So I hope everybody is doing well. I keep saying doing well. I, folks, I'm freezing. I am absolutely freezing. I have not been able to warm up, so I hope you stay warm, okay? So today we're talking about, and we've been talking about for the last couple weeks, we're talking about motivating our employees as well as implementing change. So change has been, the consistency has been changed for 2020, right? That's been the consistency, right? Is the constant change. How about that? Like that? I like that one. So we talked about that this week. That's our focus this week as we're talking about on our radio show and coffee with All for HR and Business Solutions. You know, we have coffee on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock, okay, between 9 and 9:30. And so we talked about motivating the employees, right, in the new year. And that's been, you know, we're still dealing with some challenges. And so sometimes the employee morale is low. So we want to do things to improve, to keep that morale up, right? We do have employees still that are working remotely. Okay, so you want to make sure you still have those buddies in place, right, that are looking in on each other. And that's very important. Again, we don't want our employees to feel lonely if they've been, or isolated. You know, if they've been working remotely for a while, right? So that's what we were talking about I think it was Tuesday I was talking about that. If I remember correctly, it was Tuesday, folks. So we talked about some ways to motivate employees, and one of them was the buddies. Make sure you have buddies, and we're still looking out for each other. So we still want to look out for each other. We're not out of the woods yet, folks. We're getting there though, but we are not out of there quite yet. Okay. So make sure you're still looking in on each other and, you know, just making sure that everyone is doing okay, okay? We're getting there. We're getting there. So make sure that you are setting goals for your department, for your projects. And when you set those goals, folks, make sure you write them down. Write them down so that you and your employees can see them, okay? They, when you write them down, it's more consumable, but you are able to really see it and track the strategies and tasks to get there. Okay, so make sure you're writing those departmental or project goals down. You want to make sure you are using an appraisal process, okay? That's very important. That and rewards, right? Having a rewards program. If you have questions, give me a call at 515-602-9786. I want to know what you're doing to motivate your employees. Are you having an issue with the employee morale and your business. So you want to make sure that you do have those performance, those reward programs in place, so that you are showing your employees just how much you appreciate them. Okay? It is known that employees will leave a company that are making more money to work for a company making less money to be treated better, right? So money is not everything. Yeah, and money is not everything. So you want to make sure that you're showing appreciation. And I've heard business owners say, I really don't have the money to put in a rewards program. It doesn't cost you anything to say thank you, to acknowledge the good work that your employees are doing. That will cost you nothing and mean the world. Now, if you want to do a gift card or something like that, those are things that are small but mean a lot, okay? So there's always a way for you to show appreciation of your employees' hard work, always, okay? And no, you don't have to, it doesn't mean buying them a car. So it doesn't have to be, right, it's not anything, you don't have to go spill hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a performance program. But there are performance programs that, you know, you can, that will be very effective in showing how important your employees are and the good work that they're doing. Okay? So keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind. Prioritize appraisals. Okay, appraisals are very important. That's a part of your rewards program. Okay, make sure you are putting those and being consistent with your appraisals. Okay, with your appraisals of, you know, the work that your employees are doing, be consistent. Make sure you're being consistent. A study showed that there's 14.9% chance of lower turnover rates when companies provide regular feedback and appraisal regulations. Okay? When you are regularly submitting, conducting appraisals, it makes a world of difference because your employees want to know how they're doing. They want to know that they're doing well. And sometimes employees may be doing things incorrectly. How do they know if you don't tell them? Acknowledgement also is not only done during the appraisal process once a year, okay? Thank your employees often. Show your appreciation often for your employees. It will mean the world to them, okay? So make sure you're doing those, you're having those performance, those reward programs in place, and you're conducting appraisals regularly, okay? I am, again, April Halpern of Offer HR and Business Solutions, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air with Offer HR Biz. If you haven't had a chance to join us, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Offer HR, Twitter, Offer HR, and Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. We're also on LinkedIn, Offer HR and Business Solutions. We're on Tumblr, Offer HR, and we're on YouTube, Offer HR. I am so happy to have you here with us today on our Talk About It Thursday. Love, talk about it Thursdays. That's when we do our shows, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we are looking forward, we're bringing some great guests on, so we're happy and excited about that. and I can't wait for you to see them. This show, folks, if you didn't know, is brought to you by Offer HR and Business Solutions. Offer HR is a small business, is a virtual human resource business partner and consultant. We've been consulting and managing with companies for over 10 years. Our business mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I want to know what is going on with you in your business, with your HR, what challenges you are dealing with today. What questions do you have? What challenges do you have? Have you updated your employee handbook? Let us know. If we have Management Monday on Mondays. Okay, that's where we share our management tips. Tuesdays is our Top Talent Tuesdays. That's when we share the jobs that we are filling. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. And a third call Thursdays, you guessed it, are all on the air with Offer HR Business Solutions, and it's Talk About It Thursdays. Fridays are our favorite days, Freedom Friday. And guess what? So on Freedom Fridays, folks, you can submit an HR question to us, and if we select your question and answer it live, you get a free gift. How cool is that? So you can submit your question on our blog. We have the blog, Freedom Friday HR Question. You can submit it to us on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, or Facebook, wherever you find us, folks. Send your question with the hashtag Freedom Friday HR Question. How simple is that? And you will win a free gift. So we've been having a lot of fun with that. Brandon Sullivan of Michigan was our winner, our last winter winner of 2020. Yeah, 2020. So submit your Freedom Friday HR questions, folks. So, again, you can also visit us on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We have Facebook Live and Coffee with Offer HR and Business Solutions on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday mornings between 9 and 9:30. How cool is that? So if you're looking for us, you can find us, folks. We're here. So let's go a little bit further into our conversation about motivating our employees, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some tips that I shared yesterday on implementing change in your workplace. Because again, I think one of the constants from 2020 was change. It was just ever evolving, just changing. So, and no doubt that 2021 is going to be the going to have a lot of changes as well, especially since we're moving into a new administration. It's always a lot of labor employment law changes and policies and procedure changes when a new administration comes in. So look out for those. Make sure you are keeping yourself abreast of those, okay? So we've been talking about motivating our employees, right, motivating them. And we talked about the report, our rewards program, consistent and regular appraisals. Again, praise and acknowledge and encourage your employees often, not just at appraisal time, okay? And create the rewards program. No, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money to do that. If you have questions about it, you need to you need to know more information about creating an award program. Shoot me an email, okay? Shoot us a email at info@offerhr.net. That's info@offerhr.net. and just say, you know, I need an award program. Okay, and we'll get one. I'll get you a sample one out, okay? So you want to cultivate your culture, okay? Culture is so important. And especially in a world of division, we have to work on building a cohesive culture, right, where we work together as one. There's been so much turmoil and division. We have to begin with where we stand, where we are. So in your business, the way for you to make an impact on the world and on the people around you is to start with your employees, right? You have to be the change. You have to be the example. So you have to start with in yourself. We have a tendency a lot of times to look outside of ourselves and focus on things that may not directly affect us, and then we're complaining about it, but it all starts at home, where you are in your business, okay? So you want to, you know, make sure you are encouraging a positive workforce. That means that you are having the policies and procedures in place that you need to grow your organization so that you have a happy workforce, that you're not doing the sticking your head in the sand kind of thing, right? You're not doing that. You're acknowledging confrontation and disengaged employees early on so that you're resolving those issues. You don't want disengaged employees can spread like a bad sore. It really can. That in mind, you have to, you know, build that workforce, that positive environment, that happy workforce. So that comes with respect and honesty and integrity. And these are things and the values and things that you hopefully have included somewhere in your mission statement. Okay? So keep that in mind. You want to build that culture where your employees are working together and they're happy to come to work, right? With things being as hard as they being as difficult and challenging as they are now, our homes should be safe havens. Our companies and jobs should be safe havens. Must be, not should be, must be safe havens as well. Okay? Make sure you are sharing your vision for your company and you're keeping it at the forefront so that everyone can see the reason, the why you're doing what you're doing, why you're in business to do what you do, whether it's to build cars or to make cakes or to, you know, help the underprivileged. Whatever your vision is for your company, you have to make sure that it's at the forefront of your business, your company, your employees know it, okay? And so we talked about a motivation, we also were talking about implementing change, because you got to have those motivated employees to be able to successfully implement change in your workplace, okay? And you know, again, change has been you know, not only has it been necessary, it's been quick. It has to be quick. I'm not in some instances. So you want to be able to, you have to be able to adapt. I know everyone has been on that, the word pivot, but it's more so adapt. You have to be able to adapt to changing environments, changing trends, and you have to be able to do it quickly, folks. So five things that we talked about yesterday, and we talked about the head of discussion and coffee, was implementing change in your workplace. And so one way is to make sure that you have you focus on the big picture. What is your goal? So we talked about the HR plan that we're circulating. What is your goal for your company for the year? What is the vision you have for your company? Because, you know, in order to be successful, it has to be bigger than just ourselves, right? We're whatever we're doing, we're impacting those around us some kind of way, and we want that to be positive, right? So make sure that you, again, focus on the big picture and share that big picture with your team, with your staff, okay? Share that vision. Brainstorm with strategies and things that you and your business can do to improve your customer service or improve your product, whatever that looks like to you, okay? Whatever it looks like to you, share it with your team and brainstorm with your team. Two heads are always better than one, okay? So share that vision, that big picture. You don't want to use a bird's eye view, folks. You want to be able to see the whole picture so that you know exactly where you're going. You're putting the strategies and the steps in place that you are to get to your destination. Oh, excuse me. Ooh, that was a sneeze. Sorry, folks. Okay. And then secondly, okay, you want to increase productivity. Again, productivity, you know, may have been a little low after the year we've had, right? So you want to do some things to improve productivity. Use productivity tools. I use Toggle. I love Toggle, Toggl. Use productivity tools for your employees to be able to see which way, what amount of time is taking them to get things done. Emphasize using a checklist, a to-do list. Yes, everybody should have a to-do list. Nothing like checking things off on your to-do list. Okay, third, and this is the most important, this is before all of them, is communication. Communication is key, folks. Okay, communication is key. Okay, so make sure you are communicating your policies correctly, the changes in policies, your changes in procedures. You want to make sure those being communicated to your employees in time enough for them to be able to adhere to them, ask questions to them. And when you make those changes, make sure you're giving reasons as to why you're making those changes, okay? All right. And the fourth primary reason is feedback, okay? You want to make sure you have avenues for your employees to give feedback. You want to encourage feedback, okay? You want to know how you're doing, how your employees are feeling, okay, and how you can help them and how they can help you. If they don't know what's wrong or that they're doing something wrong, okay, so that's where the feedback comes in. You can use the good old suggestion box. You can use forums. You know, there's several ways to promote feedback. Okay? So I hope you have enjoyed this and enjoyed kind of hanging out with us as we're talking about kicking off HR 2021. Again, if you haven't had a chance, folks, be sure to follow us on All for HR on Twitter at All for HR and Instagram on All for HR and LinkedIn is All for HR Business Solutions. Okay. And then Tumblr is All for HR. And then our fantastic, great Facebook group, okay, it's still open. It's not private yet. But if you are a small business owner, come on over. You'll want to join the Small Business HR or Success HR Hub, okay? And so in there we share tips. We're getting away from free checklists and answering questions. You can meet or you network with other small business owners, and we just have a good time. We're committed to empower and educating small businesses through HR. Okay? So thanks for joining us. Don't forget there's still time to submit your Freedom Friday HR question. Okay? Submit it on any of our social media. We choose your questions. Guess what? You get a free gift. How cool is that? Looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow morning when we answer our Freedom Friday HR question live. We have a free webinar coming up on the 28th. That is being circulated as well, and that one is getting your HR ready for 2021. So that's going to be great. Got some great tools and some things that we'll be sharing with our guests, with our attendees, okay? So, fantastic. Thanks for joining us on Talk About It Thursday. I can't wait to see what 2021 has in store for all for HR and Business Solutions and you. Can't wait. Okay, I cannot wait. I'm so excited to see 2020 go. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next week, folks, stay safe, wear your mask, and be kind.